Vashas Leilacha, Tavshinayin Vav. Vayoyim Hashem el Avram lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'meladetcha mi'beis avicha el ha'aret asher ereka. Huh? It went on?
Yes.
Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzave Avram, the Ian of lech lecha mi'artzecha, if we know was a gevaldik and a soyin. As the Pesukim says, the Mepharshim bring down, Avraham was in Sniyasa, it's a Mishnah and others, Perkei, Shtadal, I think, Asurin is Nioinus, Nisnasa, Avraham Avinu. According to everybody, Machloik is what were the Asurin is Nioinus and the Rishonim, but everybody, that's clear, Lech Lecha was either the first, Pashat the first, if not Urkazdim was the first, but Lech Lecha was Vishua up there as a tremendous Nisoyin. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'meladetcha mi'beisavicha l'oretz asharareka. And the obvious kasha is what was the big nisoyin? What was the big nisoyin of lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'meladetcha mi'beisavicha l'oretz asharareka? Vaita the parasha right in the parasha we have the Indian Bahi Reev the Roy McNay all of the Lloyd the Roy McNay. There's a big reeve, and they separate, and Lloyd goes to storm. And then is this milchama, this tremendous milchama, Vayibim Me'am Rafael. And what happens to this milchama? It's a pella de gezach, the milchama, it needs a whole beer of itself, but the four kings, with the five kings. But anyway, they take Lot. So Avram hears that Lot is taken captive. Vayova Apollo Vayagil Avram Ivri. Vuhu Shurmi Elo Gei Mamri Elo Gei Amri. They tell Avram, Vayishma Kinishpa Ochif. Vayorak Eschanicha Vil Leveis Eshman Oso Eshman 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 Avram goes out to Mechom. Now, Lamaisa Pela De Gazach. Lechoyra, there was a Mokoyim of what was the hetter for Avram to go out to Muhammad? Even if we go according to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, which there was 318 people with him, he was fighting powerful kings, four kings, four, the kings that had destroyed the five kings, powerful kings with a mighty kingdom. He has 318 men. According to the Gemara in the Dorin, it wasn't 318 men. Eliezer began matches three, him and Eliezer went out together to battle thousands with advanced warfare, big elephants. Avram comes out with what does he come out with? A bit of straw and some hay. So it's Taka Pelamai. So, first of all, what in the world? So it says Avram got involved because Nishpa Ochiv. Okay, but what's the hetter to put his wife in Sakana? He there was no tzive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Taka Pella. It was Taka Pella that Avram went out to Mechama. It's Vaitans. L'maisi was zuchet to a tremendous nace that he was victorious in the Mechama. Like, Be'etzim, it's one that is true. L'maisi, why was he zuchet to this tremendous nace? It wasn't like pastures, it was just a Muhammad between the four and five kings. They took Lot, okay, Beseda. Lot was a Rasha Gemur, as Chazal tells. Rasha was before he was Kasha, but then became a Rasha. He went to Stoim. Avram went to save him. Dovapella. Dovapella, they was earth to this next. Trita Kasha.
Why shouldn't he be zero?
He should be zero to his neis. It wasn't like he was just went to take care of Lloyd. I'm saying he was a chosher here, but you know, to save Lloyd. Zorach Shemendes, maybe Hashem should have saved Lloyd in different ways. So Shemendes neis. And put, that was the first kash. How was the heter? But once he put himself in Sakon, he said, so okay, maybe he should have been saved. But to be so unbelievable nays to be victorious in Melchom against what was this shot? Was there the drittik in the next kash? This week's parsha of the nesoyin of the bris mila. Miss Mila, according to somebody showing, a lot of showing is in a sign also. There was asked to do a bris at 99 years old. Shalos, it was a seer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, obviously it's in a sign, but that's Nechshav, it's a tremendous Nisoyan. I mean, it was a mitzvah. Hashem gave him a mitzvah to do. Okay, say it was an older man, I'm saying in a Hanami, but it was a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was exactly Nisoyan? According to the Rishonim that learned, one of the sins was the bris Mila. Hashem commanded him to do it, obviously he felt he could do it. Now the last kasha, other things maybe we'll cover, is Be'etzem, the last Nisoyan, which is the biggest Nisoyan. Was the Nisoyan of the Akedah, as we know in Parashah Vayeh, it's not really this parasha. But the famous kasha, everybody asked, why is the Akedah considered a bigger Nisoyan? According to somebody showed him Ur Kazdim, which was last week's parasha, was an Nisoyan, was in his first Nisoyan, or wasn't even an Nisoyan. Ur Kazdim was much bigger than that Kedah. Kedah Hashem came to him, he told him, he gave him a tzivoy. Ur Kazdim, there was no tzivoy, there was no nothing. Why was the Kedah Nechshav as the biggest of the Nisoyanis? So some of these kashas I think we covered. But I came with another daher, which answers many of. We covered it with a different shmuz many years back. I don't know when. The Mahachar of Moshe Feinstein we gave once then. Now we have more shailas now. We come with a new mahalach maybe. A very big yisod to want to bring out, which is nogeya. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes and Bet Aleph says. Talk to Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daftes. The world is divided up into years. Alpayim Toyhu, this 2,000 years was Toyhu. Alpayim Toyra, Valpayim is Musa Mashiach, Chesa Meisim. So when does Alpayim Toyra start? So the Gemara says it starts from Avraham Avinu. But not the beginning of Ramah Avinu. The Gemara brings the pasuk va'nefesh, a nefesh, va'nefesh asher osu b'charon. This means parasha. The nefesh asher osu b'charon. And he made the charon. So the shayla is the mefarshim asked. I swear the mefarshim asked this kasha. Obviously, kasha. The choira Torah started with Noach. The Gemara, the Chazal brings the Gemara. Rashi brings the last week's parasha. The Gemara says that Behem Asher had Toyra, so Asher and then a Toyra. Noach was mitzvah to bring in Behem that had Toyra and a Toyra because he was off the carbonis. Zok the Gemara, Mikan Shalomad Noach Toyra. Noach learned Toyra. So it's mefurish that Noach learned Toyra, so why Toyra start only? Adam Arish and Lachor learned also, Lavdul Shamra. Zok the Targum, Yonis ben Azil, Lavdul Shamra. To be oiv in the mitzvahs of Torah, to harvani in the mitzvahs of Torah. But Adam Acharim was mitzvah to learn Torah. So what's the pshat Torah started with Avram? So the mice. The Ma'aseh, I want to say like this. B'chor the Hezba, and this is a very, very important thing. Also, the Lashon HaNevesh, Nevesh also B'chorin. So I'll bring the Pasuk that Avram learned, Avram was the beginning of Torah, and Nevesh also B'chorin. So it's muchach from the Chazal that the pshat is that the pshat is that Torah is miloshin lahoiros. It's a very, very important yesoid, because I always speak about this. We once gave the shmuz that every yeshiva bacha has to know what the word Torah means. It's a big problem. You know, you go on a plane, the whole shmuz about this is not for now, but you go on a plane, the lawyer that's next to you asks you, what are you doing? I'm a lawyer. I work for Stone and Company in Manhattan. What are you doing? I'm a yeshiva. What are you doing, yeshiva? We learn Torah. What is that? You know, we learn. But what does it mean to learn Torah? It means Torah, you know, Torah means Torah. Bible and this. If you're not telling me, well, like, what are you doing exactly? We're learning, you know. Torah is Torah, what is Torah? You go around, it's a fun talk of finding. Most people don't know what these words mean. And so you say, okay, so he doesn't know what Torah is. So go back to the Moshe Shabbos. What is kids? You know what Torah means. He learned Torah, Moshe Shabbos, doing Ratzon Hashem. But the problem is, the person doesn't know what the word Torah means. They hold the felt in the gun, so you saw it. Torah is lahoiros, meaning the yisoid of Torah is, it's an instruction. But we're learning, Torah is Ratzon Hashem. Torah is the expression of instruction in every facet of the Bria. Vos is Ratzon Hashem. What is Ratzon Hashem in food? What's Ratzon Hashem in marriage? In Noshim, the Zikin? Every level of life, every stage of life, the Torah discusses in length, till detail, shabbat details, and everything. Every aspect of life, because the pshat, that means the Torah is the blueprint. Everybody talks about Torah is the blueprint. What does that mean? That means in every aspect of life, the makor of that aspect, in its essence, is in Torah. Torah is the instruction book, how in this world, everything had to be, first of all, successful living in this world. And also how to bring everything in the pastures, because Torah is Ratzon Hashem. This is going to be Moisiv now. Torah is Ratzon Hashem. And that means in every facet of the Bria, which is created from the blueprint of Torah, we look to the Torah to how to know how to be an expression of Ratzon Hashem, of Iskalash Hashem, of revelation of Hashem. In every aspect of life, when a person does a mitzvah, the amkus of a mitzvah is, it's this galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that facet. Even though it's a physical substance, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally ruchni, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tremendous simtzum into the Bria, that through our maisa mitzvah, with an apple, we take an apple, which is a total physical object, and we make a bracha on that apple, we have now transformed that apple into his galus of Ratzon Hashem. Or we take a piece of dough on Passover and we eat it with a piece of dough that doesn't leaven. And we take that thing and we eat it on Pesach, first night of Pesach. We have Gavona. We've now transformed this whole thing into a scallus of Ratzon Hashem and Debriya. So the koyach of, so that is the essence of Torah. And the Rambam Takan Hillel's Talmud Torah says the mitzvah of Torah is lilmoid ulalamid. It doesn't suffice lilmoid. You have to not keep the faith, pass it on. You have to bring it over. Vital. Mimela, Avram understood very deep that that's the concept of Torah. And Avram started that fast of Torah. When he transformed people, it wasn't just Tamid, but he transformed these people into Asher Nefesh. Rashi says, Shabidu L'Oraisa. He transformed them into people that were Meshubit to L'Oraisa, to Ratzon Hashem, that they were now Mizgal Ratzon Hashem, this Bria. That is the Chefs of Torah in its fruition, in its essence. And until that comes to expression, Torah has not been, it's not come to its full expression. Even if that is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but that Talmud Torah is also an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the facet of Torah comes when you take the, when the Torah comes l'maisa, when it comes into its essence and its actual revelation to the maisa mitzvah. That's an expression of Torah. That was Avram's haschola of the world. The concept of Tovah and Nefesh are also Bechor. Is the Meila, Rabbi Yisai, we have to understand the Ganze Chefza of Avram, Rabbi Yisai. Avram's Ganze Chefza in the Bria, Rabbi Yisai, was his galus mitzoinoid megala rotzen Hashem to his galus of Kodesh Baruch, the revelation of a Kodesh Baruch to the Bria. Avram, when he understood that there's a boyrei oilam, when he came to that understanding that no one else understood, or they at least they tried to hide it up, they were, but the Maizah, they didn't come to. Avram realizes the boyrei oilam. Avram understood that the tafkid in this world is not just the realization of it, but it is the concept of being able to facilitate and be able to bring it forth to the entire world, to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Just like it was revealed to him, he understood that that's the concept, that's what Maisa Mitzvah is all about. Every Maisa Mitzvah, we do a Maisa Mitzvah. When a person sees you doing a Maisa Mitzvah, what he's supposed, that's a scholar of Ratzon Hashem being miskal in front of you. You put on a Baisa Tefillin, this feeling, that's a revelation of Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the Bria. Every time we do a Maisa Mitzvah, revealing his scholar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And that's what Avraham understood. And the whole concept of chesed was that Avraham did with the Bria. The chesed that he was showing was that Avraham understood that that's my tafkid. I understand that's the tafkid of Avraham. Of Avraham, that's the tafkid of Be'emet. That became our tafkid Be'etzav. Avraham is called Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham was the one he was the one who started this process, which was taken over by Yitzchok and then to Yaakov, and then given over to his first children to be the ones to bring about the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Bria, to reveal to the Bria there's a Bari Olam, to show the world. That's what Torah is, to show. Lahoyrush, to show the world. What are we showing the world? What to show? Show and tell. What are we showing them? We're showing them there is a Bari Oilam. He's very in contact. He's busy with this world. He's urging in this world. And that's what we're showing. And that's our legacy that Avram gave over to us as being Avram Avinu. He was the one who was maschil. And the whole world was fighting against this concept. You have to understand, besides the fact that that was the concept of the Bria, that was the tafkid of the Bria. And Avraham father realized it. But Soivet Shel Dovar, the whole world was fighting against. Not only did Avraham just discovered it, the whole world was fighting, was trying to hide it. The whole eating of the pests on all these things that they developed wasn't only just it was trying to hide that there's no Bari Olam. There's a physical concept of a God. There's some other concept of God, but not Bari Olam. So it wasn't only pshat that it wasn't known. It was trying to be covered over. That was the whole concept of the pestle, Rabbi said. The whole concept of pestle was to try to attach that koyach of godliness to something else and detach it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he discovered the MS, he realized that not only do I have to, for myself, I have to reveal it to the whole world that we're missing the boat. We're missing the boat. The world is totally missing the boat. That's why he was hated and thrown into the Ur Kasdim because of that. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him, Leich lecha mi'aretzecha milad beisavich l'aretz asher ha'eko, Avram had a terrible and tremendous nisayon right now. Because at this point in time, Avram was being mekareves anoshim, sorah mekareves anoshim, they were doing an unbelievable koich of being, doing this rotzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in the veld. They were spreading and making Hashem's name great. Where does he have to go? I'll show it to a land that I'll tell you. It means he's going away from his homeland. He's going away from the land that the language that he speaks. He's going away from the land that when you go to a foreign land, you have much less of ashpah on anybody else. You have much less of a influence because you're a foreigner. No one looks on a foreigner, especially you can't speak the language. Huh? What's that guy saying? He got up, he started a new yeshiva, he's coming to, he can't even speak the language. He's being Mexican. We can't go there. We're not going to get from him. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want you to go to the Eretz Yisrael. And Avram could think that fakert. I'm doing for the Bari Oilam. That's the sign. The sign is for yourself. Okay. Lech Lacham Yisham Eschol Agoy Godol. You'll be Gagoy. So everybody has to come out. They can have children. They can have wealth. What kind of sign is it? Here, a guy comes to you and says, not a guy, a person, the wealthiest man that's possible in the world. He comes to you and says, I want you to come to Brooklyn now. Yeah, this guy's an Avreich. He's learning in, she was the first time pay so well, I can't say it, but he's learning in a college that doesn't pay so well. He's learning in some thing, they pay 200 shekel every 3 months, if the check comes in. He has nothing, his tuna fish in his refrigerator, and that's his Friday night meal. Shabbos, cut up olives that were thrown out, he found them behind, the, you know, in the back of the garbage. Cats were around, he pushed them away. Some, we're having precious olives for the Shabbos meal. Maybe we'll be able to find some type of drink to take with it, some petel. Anyway, and that's the Shabbos lunch for them. A guy calls him up, his friend, he knows that they're in dire straits. His wife hasn't bought a dress in 30 years. She's still wearing the chasna gown. They haven't given it back because she couldn't find a dress to wear. And he goes to sleep in his wedding suit. He doesn't even have pajamas. He wore it the night of the chasna. He hasn't taken it off in 30 years. It's grown on him. It's a little too short, but okay. Still not. He didn't think he's wearing shorts yet. He grew a little bit, but okay. It's good when it rains a lot. He doesn't get laughed at. His pants are high enough. He doesn't have to get wet. But chutz from that, and the guy calls him up, tuna fish in the fridge. Leftover tuna fish. That's all he had. He said, listen, come to Brooklyn. I just spoke to a guy. Come to Brooklyn. This guy has a job for you. You're going to make $100,000 and this and that. So we go to the guy. Wow, what an assignment. Tuna fish! Leftover tuna fish. He's licking the can. He caught his tongue on the can last week because he was trying to lick the can for the leftover tuna fish. And here the guy says $100,000 a month you're going to be making. What an assignment for this guy. I'm unbelievable. How can you even think of it? You know, why wouldn't he want to get his tongue cut with tuna fish cans? And he could go live in a mansion. And there's not something else. He didn't have any kids yet. No kids. This guy probably spoke to him a couple. He come to this place. He can have kids now. No kids. Nothing. He's not going to have any legacy. Nothing. He's going to the kever. No one's going to say Kaddish for him. Nothing. Come to this land. Makubal said, guaranteed. Wow, what an insight. This is the most unbelievable insight of the Shire. Lech Lecha. Here you're not going to be zeroed. The children, and who's talking? Nishta Makubal with a hood over the head. If he's a Makubal or he's a Makabel, I don't know what he is. But he promises, maybe, yeah, maybe not. The Yibbeinu Shel Olam. What an assayin! Crazy assayin! Wow, this is an unbelievable assayin. They're going to have kids here, zero. Millions of dollars, tuna fish. Big assayin. Teretz is from, had a tremendous kasha. He's here, spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, spreading Yahadu, he's spreading his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, he felt his kafk in the Briya. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go somewhere else where I'm a foreigner. That I don't know my language. I'm going to have to schlep all these my whole Baal Tshuva Yeshiva with me. And Avram's not Maharer. He's not Maharer. He doesn't think. He says, okay, I'm going. Even though he, deep down, in his mind, he thinks, for the scholars, what I feel my tafkid in the Briya is, the scholars of Ratzon Hashem, it's much better over here. We don't even know what happened to that Nesha, and then, so again, we got to get this into the Yisoy. This is the Yisoy that Avram's whole being, his Skaos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekadei Shem Shamayim, everywhere he went, open up the thing, bring them in, everybody in. And what's the one thing I want? Vayita Eishal. I want people to eat and drink. I want people to to be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach them about God, his scholars, every bracha, when he reveal God, his scholars HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, there's a Bari Oyla. That's what Avram's coming in this world. That's why Avram's called the Chazal Avram Oyhavi. He was the biggest Oy of Hashem. He created, that is, he revealed to the world the Bari Oyla. So I want to say a Gevaldik Daher now. the milchama of the Asar Malachim. There's a murder of Gediak in the pasuk over there. Was that state that Avram went out to the war? State zok the pasuk. Asum echavadia. So there, they took. First of all, Avram a Ivri. It's one thing. Once they took Avram a Ivri now. Vayishma Avram kinishpa ochiv. His brother got. What's that ochiv? It should have said loit. So I want to say a tremendous chiddush of Baisha. Oh, there was another kash that I forgot before. The pasuk says earlier that when there was a riv being roi miknei loit, roi miknei, so Avram says to loit, you should know, Lloyd, we have to make a separation over here. Listen, you're stealing, you know, we have this machlokes, your animals are grazing in the fields that belong to the people. I didn't get the land yet. I know I'm supposed to get the land, and that's why it's Kneva, Gnzeva. Lloyd says, no, he knew better than Avram. The kids are different shmooz. So the pasuk says that we shouldn't have a fight because we're brothers. So Rashi says, what do you mean brothers? Rashi says, two pshatim. Zok Rashi, where's Anoshim Achim? Kroivin. One pshat Achim and Kroivin. They weren't brothers. Maisi was his nephew. So Rashi says, one pshat Achim means Kroivin. Umedrush Agoda, doimin beklast upon him. The Medrush Agoda says they looked mamish alike. They looked like brothers. They were mam. Loit was another replica of Avraham Avinu. So very, very geschmack. So that's what he said. He poured no me'olah. But he said very, very, I want you to remain close to me. Rashi speaks that out. If you go to the left, that's me'ila. Don't go too far. I'm going to be close to the left. You go to the right, be close. Why does he want him so close? So I want to say a pshat, Rav Isai. That he wanted him so close because he wanted people to see that there's two. He knew Lot was headed out to do not such good business. So if people think that there's two, there's not going to be so much Echil Hashem. They might think it's not Avram. We know Avram lives right next door. But if he goes to a far distance and he looks like Avram, people might get the impression in that far distance that he's Avram. And Lot, I want to tie that this was the reason why Avram went out. To go to battle against the five kings, Avram had one thing in mind. Kinishpa Ochiv, the guy who looks exactly like me. They're going to parade. You know what this world was about. They didn't have, what's it called today? With media, we could tell. They're going to parade him around that we captured Avram. We captured the one who represents God's will in this world. And that was the whole conflict of all these people. They were coming from Gedolim, Birsha, all these Rishoyim. They're big Rishoyim. And when they took Lloyd, Rabbi said, it wasn't about only, I'm sure they wanted to take Lloyd, but what was the big aim with Lloyd? They could have taken anybody. Lloyd looked exactly like Avram. They could parade him around that we have now captured God's will in this world. Avram went out in Mesiris Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And that was his husband. That was his reasoning. One reason he held, if I don't go out, and that's the pasuk. Ki nishpa ochiv. What's that ochiv? The guy who looks exactly like me. Ki nishpa ochiv. Oh, ochiv. The whole world, they'll take him to some Medina. We have Avram here. We captured Avram. He doesn't need God. So he went out to war, and that's why Hashem made him even greater now. Because his whole rush was going to encourage him. He beat out these things and tread his nails. He threw the spear, turned out the spear. The vote was because he went Al Kiddush Hashem Lagamri. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mescala, unbelievable good lens of Kiddush Hashem, even greater, to show Avram's godless in the world. And that's when they crowned him afterwards. They Hoitzi Lecha V'yayin to crown him. That's it. No one could start up with Avram. They all bowed to him, Emek Hasidim, they all put their crowns now. Because they saw even this idea that they had to take Lloyd and parade him around like they captured Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu before let Avram destroy all the kings. Emek Hasidim, everybody got together and crowned Avram. That's it, we're not starting up not with Loi, not with anybody. It's over. Avram is the king. Avram is the scholar of Kodesh Baruch in this world. And that could be the time where he didn't accept the money from Loi, from Stoyim. He didn't want Ani Ashati as Avram. It was also in as Kiddush Hashem, the scholar of Kodesh Baruch in this world. This is a lot more, bro. So we have to end soon. But that's Be'emes, the Iketam, Rabbi Yisai. In the Ba'i Parish of Akedah, why it was such an unbelievable Nisayin, Rabbi Yisai. This Rabbi Leviyo already speaks out this Gedder, the whole Shmuel, this Gedder. Levi Leviyo says an unbelievable Vart. He says that the Nisayin Akedah was such an unbelievable Nisayin because Avram was preaching to the entire world that God, the Ribbono Shelayim, is a God that loves. The whole world at that time, you understand, was Avavla Vodazorah. And one of the main things that they preached was that there are times you have to sacrifice your children. You have to kill and maim and put them in fire, your kids, for Avodah. So Avram was preaching to the whole world, you're crazy, God is a God of love. He doesn't want this stuff, killing children. He doesn't want this stuff of maiming people, putting them in fires for the idol. That's garbage. God's a God of love. He loves us. He cares about kachnos, bincha, shichidcha, and take him up. V'aleu sham la'oila. So Levi Elio, Avram has to close up all his balchuv yeshivas, lock the door, and throw away the key. It's over. He's such a hypocrite. He's preaching to the entire world that there's no such thing as killing your kid, offering him up. And here, in his mind, Hashem said, I never meant that. But in his mind, he was thinking, Hashem's telling me, take my kid, put him on the Mizbeach. This is what, and he says, and everybody knows Avram's whole Metzias is his Skaas HaKadosh Baruch. This is what Hashem's will in this world is. That's his whole Metzias. And there he is with the knife at Har Moriah, sacrificing his kid. The next day, Avram sacrifices his kid for God. Avram, you hypocrite! The whole 50 years you've been staying on a soapbox trying to convince us all, and we bought it! Kol Tov! We're leaving you, we're going to a different yeshiva. We're getting out of here. Buddhism, I don't know. We're heading out to India, Tibet. We'll climb the mountains, try and find some voodoo guy over there, and we're heading out to that religion. That's it, it's over. It's over. Avram's doing for himself, he's doing for the Bnei Yoilah. How can you can imagine what's going through Avram's head? How could I go to? Avram gets up in the morning without any questions. He goes, Aleh. For you, no machshava, no sfos, no shailas. Tosses the Nisayim from that cave, with the tzivor. That's why it's bigger than Rakat, because he didn't know anything. With the tzivor. There's the Yisoy Rabbi Yisai. We have to carry the torch. Rabbi Yisai, it's a very hard torch to carry, especially in this time. So many people are trying to, like, in the same time as every generation, they're trying to not only not to believe, but to cover it up. To cover it up, Ratzon Hashem, in this world, to make believe that this is what Hashem wants. If that's what Hashem wants, everybody's getting up with soapboxes, and what Hashem wants, they make up what they want. And covering up, Rabbi Yisai. And a person has to realize when he goes to do a mitzvah, you know, it gives so much more pep. It also, it's such a gevaldig yisoy, Rabbi Yisai, because it gives so much. It gives so much more. From, It gives no. I thought it was something b'chutz, but I didn't thought it was. It gives so much more to a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. The guy does a mitzvah. You know, it's not. You're not just doing a ma'aseh. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah, not bullshit. But every ma'aseh mitzvah, you be megaleh ratzon Hashem in the world, Rabbi Yisai. When you put on your tefillin, take a box made of leather, and you put it on your arm, you megaleh ratzon Hashem, and that Indian and the arm, and how you do with your arm, with your leg, with your head, with your body, it's a scholar, so go to every step of the way, Rabbi Yisai. And Moshe Feinstein once said, "Gavaldik Yisoy, we daven in Shemana Esrei, in Abba Rabba, the same b'libin, hovin olahaska, lil modu lalame, lishmur v'lasos." We should give me out there, lil modu lalame. Lamed me. In my yearbook, they said I am not going to be a teacher. I'm shy. Maybe I'm going to be, you know, work in the kitchen in a yeshiva. I'll make the berakis. You don't have to say the berakis doesn't talk. You don't have to give a speech to the berakis. Maybe sometimes you have to say berakis. get, you know, rise a little bit more. You know, I don't have to talk to you don't have to talk too much to be able to stuff the potato into the burekas. You sit in the back room, keep your mouth closed, and you cut the tomatoes. That's what they said. They predicted me. How could the pasuk say the same? But I'm not going to be a rebbe or a shishiva. First of all, a person doesn't know his koyches. It's another yisoy. Everybody can be a malam. But the Moshe says everybody's a malam. Everybody's malamed. Everybody. And that's why he says the malamed. You know how malamed? The biggest limud is by action. How we act, how we conduct ourselves. You go out to the world and you have to realize you're not your own. You're you as a yid. Every human being, but a yid ifrat is an einakol from Avraham Avinu. And our job in every maisa, in every pu'ula, in everything that we do is the skala, that is a beri oila. And that's why, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a big achrayas. It's a gevaldik aschus, because it's a reward and the sipuk of a be'emot to miskala. But a person doesn't realize, Rabbi Yisrael. You see it so many times. People have told me they got turned on by a guy, you know, the famous maisa. Everybody talks about the famous maisa. Pesach Kron says it over the famous Maizah that there was a guy in Texas who got turned on to Yiddish guys because he came to the Kosovo. He saw a guy from Meir Shorim davening with Kavana. This guy Meir Shorim wasn't a Rebbe. He worked, who knows what he did. Maybe he learned in Kollel. He would have Rusi, he never spoke, he never taught. And this guy, when he comes up to Shemaim, he says he's going to have a big shul in Texas. In his book of schar, in his piggy bank, giant book, giant. What happened? This guy saw him. He said, "Wow, look at that guy, the ernst guy, the serious guy." And the meiser sovishol dover, he says that the reward's unbelievable. And this guy didn't do it; he just died normally. But this guy saw him, and he got a chizik from him. And because of that, he went to his local shul. He wanted to become a member. He had money. He donated, and he built a shul because of it. And all this, he says, picture the scene: the guy comes over. And he has a mitzvah and a veyos. All of a sudden, the malach got real with a tundra mal carrying out a big shul. Like hundreds of malachim come on, bring it on! So the guy's an ambas of guys in the arm with the show. He says, "Excuse me, what is that?" He said, "No, we're putting on your scale of schuyas." He says, "Why? Me? What is that?" It's a big school. Congregation, Ohavei Shalom. I can't even read it. It's in English. It's not me. What are you doing? Bring it on. No, it's you. It's you. He said, "What are you talking about? What are you, this is to the congregation. Oh, it's from Dallas. That's a doorway. What does Dallas have to do with anything?" No, Dallas. This guy comes from Dallas. He saw you davening one day. He got turned on. And you taught him. But the Baruch Shalom is, he wanted to learn about the Baruch because he saw you davening ernst. I was once davening. I was in Manchester. I was davening there. I came there to collect money for the yeshiva. I was there for, I go usually after Purim to England sometimes. So I was in Manchester once. And I davened a certain shul like that. A couple of days I was in Manchester. And Ivrich came over to me and says, "Well, listen, I needed a lot of money, so I have davened very ernst." But the Maisa, he said, "I saw you davening. I had such chizik." I didn't prepare. I had such chizik the way you davened. He said, "This week." I didn't realize I had a big chizik to pay off. But anyway, but the Maisa, Sovishol Dov, I had a big chizik in the way you davened. I saw you davened ernst kind of davening. But basically, you don't realize. You think we go to davening, it doesn't do it. You don't understand. People are looking all around. A guy sees a guy sometimes in the middle of his tefillah. He's looking at. He sees a guy really like you know yourself. You see a guy like, sometimes you get that thing. I want to do it also. And you get into davening, into tefillah. You see a guy learning and basmadur. But he comes to base medrash. You see a guy learning mamish basmadur gedoyla. It gives you a cheshit to want to learn basmadur. Who knows? But that guy turned on another guy. And you have all the schar. It's unbelievable schar. But that's what Avram did. In the Gan Tzibriya, and that's the Tartafia Baisa. So Moshe says, the same with the Ben Aluminum Lame. You could restart, you're not going to be a Rosh Yeshiva of the biggest Yeshiva, you're not going to be a Rosh Yeshiva of the smallest Yeshiva, you're not going to be a Rosh Koilo, not a Magachia, you're not going to be working in the office, you're not going to even work in the kitchen of a Yeshiva, you're going to be a television repairman, or you're going to be a plumber, Joe's Plumbing. But every day you're going to come with your overalls into mincha and you're going to dive in with unbelievable spiders, right? With your overalls, with the plunger on the side, keep it out of the shul, the shire, the smell. And you come in with your cap, your nose plumbing, and you're diving with the spiders. You're a lamed, Dr. Moshe. You're a lamed. You're teaching others. That's the tafkid, Dr. Moshe. That's Torah! Torah! Alpaim Torah! I never said Shahosu v'chorot! It's not dafka by giving that fantastic shmooze, inspiring shmooze. It's more even so by the ma'aser, by the actions, by our deeds, by the things that we do, that we bring out, reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu in every ma'is that we do, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand that, Rabbi Yisrael, we're walking unbelievable revelations of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything that we do, we can reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu, have unbelievable reward to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. And forget every time we do that ma'isa, we're a chefts of revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's mistamed, transforms the person himself. If you think about what's going on, that's another whole thought, Rabbi Yisrael. When you're doing the actual act of revelation, you're being revealing Ratzon Hashem, you're a chefts of Ratzon Hashem now. Stamed, that transforms your whole chefts. But the ma'isa sova shel dovid, the unbelievable schus of Hashem nefesh Hashem v'chor, Rabbi Yisrael. Torah is to lamed, is to teach, is to bring to other nations, to other people, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the greatest way, Rabbi Yisrael, to influence somebody through our actions, through our deeds, through our ma'isim. Be'ez Hashem is bar, which is mischazek, and this tafkid, which is our legacy from Aram Avinu, to bring it down further and further to the doors, each one their own way. Be'ez Hashem, today, through all this revelation, if everybody does their part to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will see it and come down and reveal himself and be'emes to the Olam. The Olam should see it in its real truth. The Bini Beis HaMikdash, and here if you're a main one.